Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off. I want to tell you about one of the amazing sponsors that has helped keeping Sex with Emily free to my listeners. Promescent is the world's first and only FDA-approved treatment for premature ejaculation. Promescent ensures men and women can enjoy the journey just as much as the destination. And with a staggering 1 in 3 men suffering from this medical condition, this really isn't something to joke about. Previously, the only treatments for this very real and often unspoken about sexual disorder were antidepressants or numbing sprays, both of which come with some awful side effects. Promescent has zero side effects and works immediately. It's a desensitizing spray that is quickly absorbed so it will not transfer to your partner. Go to promescent.com to get in control of premature ejaculation today. Enjoy the show.
Look into his eyes. Eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's gotta have her standards. Oh, my.
The women know about shrinkage.
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com, where you can listen to all of our podcasts, sign up for our mailing list. And you know, you really, really need to sign up for our mailing list, because not only will we give you the report that says it is the top 5 mistakes you're making in bed, in fact, it's for women and for men, you can pick, but we also are going to send you cool things. We got lots of interesting podcasts that we do, blog posts. We're giving away a lot of free toys and some exciting stuff happening with Sex with Emily. So, and it's also, it'll change your life. Like, so many, our millions of listeners, their lives have changed. Their sex life has improved because of the Sex with Emily show. So that feels really good. So everyone, you can find me at Sex with Emily on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook. So I'm really excited for tonight's show, because I have some other radio professionals here, but people always think, God, Emily, you have such an interesting job. Like, what you do, you talk about sex, you have a radio show about sex. But I feel like my two guests here are sort of taking it to another level. It is Holly and Michael from the show Swing. It's a podcast.
Live Monday through Friday and podcast, yes.
Live, and it's Swings.
Swing with Holly and Michael.
They're professional swingers, basically. They have made their passion, their swinging, into a the lifestyle, into their lifestyle, into their job, their career, a super successful radio show and a TV show that I was just on Playboy, mm-hmm. with them, Playboy TV, which is so great. It's basically a house of swingers, right?
Right. There's 6 resident couples, and they bring in a newbie to kind of introduce them to the lifestyle. And normally they just want to dip their toes in and see what's going on, or even like jump right in.
Some dip their toes into the swimming pool. Some dive head first.
Right.
Into the pool.
So we're just there to assist them.
Yes. I love it. You guys are, because you guys are sort of, you're the veterans.
Yes.
You know what you're doing. And we're going to get into that in a bit, because I get all the time, I get
questions from listeners. Everyone emails me feedback@sexwithemily.com. I love hearing from you all. And lately, like, there's always trends because you guys do a call-in show. People call in and ask you questions. Mm-hmm. I get a lot of emails. And it just seems like wherever I go, not even through my email as much as it is even in life, people are like, so what's the deal with swinging? What's the deal with swinging? So do you know people who swing? And it's like married, straight, gay, whatever. Everyone's asking me. And I'm like, why? This seems like it's in the zeitgeist right now. Everyone wants to know about swinging. And so I'm by listeners. And so I feel like you guys can answer everything they want to know. I want to get into, like, you know, how your relationship works. I want to get into how it's improved your sex life. I want to get into how you deal with jealousy and all those issues that a lot of people are like, because here's the thing. Don't you feel like there's myths? Like, there's, when you hear swing, people are like, I don't want to watch my wife banging some other guy. Like, I don't understand, dude. We can't even have a conversation. It's over. Like, you know, I just, mm-hmm. all those things that people are listening right now, they're curious, but they're like, I can never do it. So I also want to talk about, like, people, do you ever see people switch over? They're like, no, I could never. And then they do it. Or is it like, so we're going to get into that. Michael and Holly, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks,
oh my God, this
us.
Is so fun. I don't even know where to start. So Menace, who's like my sidekick in San Francisco, he's always like, every swinger has, this is kind of been an ongoing joke, I don't say this, mm-hmm. they have a ponytail. He's like, oh, I met a swinger. He's like, they all have ponytails. Yeah, but this is a beautiful couple. You have to check them out and go to their website. Tell me your website.
Hollyandmichael.wordpress.com. Holly's with an I.
With an H-O-L-L-I. I, very important. Yes. She's the Holly, H-O-L-L-I. And you can see they're like beautiful, smart, interesting couple. No Menace, they don't. If you're listening to this episode, they don't have ponytails at all. But people don't understand either. Like, I look at it and they're like, even the shows I do with more conservative hosts, they're like, I don't understand the life. How does it work? It's never going to work. So I just feel like you guys seem really happy to me.
Thank you.
Isn't it interesting, though? You look at our society and people understand cheating.
Right.
They don't understand consensual sex.
Exactly.
With your partner, or consensual flirting or playing with your partner.
Well, I always say that 50% of, you know, people cheat, they say, right? Men mm-hmm. and women. Right. So yep. if they're all cheating, they're essentially lying to their partner. So why not open it up, swing, have some fun, and do it in a really healthy, honest way?
Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people, this is my perspective, I think a lot of people just want their cake and then have their cake at home but eat other right. pies and things like that.
And it's exactly. good to eat pie.
But yeah, it's good to eat pie. But I don't think that they have the communication to go to their partner and ask these questions because, I don't know, they just... Sometimes you, when you ask a question, if you've been together for like 5 years and you ask a question that you've never asked before, some people are like, okay, why are you bringing this up? Why haven't you never, like, fantasies?
Right. How do you, exactly. That's like, always like, that's the gateway. I'm like, at right. least talk to your partner about what your fantasies mm-hmm. are. At least bring that up. Like talk, but how do you, how does it, so first of all, tell me about your background, your history. Because I was reading your bio, Michael, it's like 2 decades he's been swinging. I'm like, oh my God, he's like the grandfather of all swinging, but he's not a grandfather. He's a very handsome man, and he's been 2 decades.
It's been over 20 years,
so
yes.
So we are going to end the show with some of your best sex tips. You do realize that. So awesome. Got a little
fine.
While to think about it.
Awesome.
But I feel like 2 decades, and I don't know about you. We're going to hear about you, Holly, your history, yeah. but tell me how you guys came together or how you started. In
so I started in college, and in my fraternity, we called it orgies. And
oh, okay.
I dated older women. I dated younger women. It was a woman a couple years older than me who said, hey, let's go to a party. And it's going to be really open-minded because I'm open-minded. I did not have a girlfriend through high school or college. I just had a lot of, you could call it fuck buddies. You could call it casual right. sex. It was just not being a player. A player lies. Okay, a player is somebody who manipulates to get someone in bed, man or woman. I always said, if the woman said, where's this going? I'd say, tonight, to my bedroom, I hope. Tomorrow, I don't know. We'll talk.
And you're so honest. And the right. women still came to your bedroom.
Yeah,
so the
player is a challenge.
What did you say the other day on air?
What did you say?
How did you get all these women to just like sleep with you? I'm not, I think it's awesome that he slept with this many women. I think it's incredible. I don't know how, like, what is your line? Like, I was just asking.
She's like, what did you do? And I'm right. like, I just told the truth.
I'm like,
exactly.
simply. Like, he just, like, his personality or something. And I'm,
it's personality.
Yeah.
It's
yeah sometimes. So.
Sometimes.
20 years. I mean, the biceps don't hurt. And then, you just have an eight pack. No, I'm just kidding.
No,
so
it's not just a look. There's a lot
no,
of handsome
right.
guys who do
it's,
not sleep with
right.
lots
right,
of women.
They're dicks.
Right. Or they don't know how to approach. They don't know how to talk. Right. They're not mm-hmm. confident. All that thing. Or they're assholes.
Right.
Or they're the players. They really right. good at approaching women, but they're players.
They're playing.
And women
and
can
know,
tell they're playing.
And you guys talk to each
we
other.
So know.
You talk to each other.
We know.
I used to, one of my goals was the best compliment you can give me is a referral. So if you referred me to one of your girlfriends, that was a huge compliment. So I made sure I'd go out of my way. I believe every man should be a cookie monster. And your vagina is a cookie.
Oh,
and every
yes,
man
I
should
agree.
Be eating cookies. I mean, it's little things like that. And yes, I receive pleasure and ego boosts if you really were getting off. And if you were faking it, that's not my problem.
Right, exactly.
Because I'm willing to put in the work. I'm listening to your body language and your verbal cues. So the lifestyle, what we call swinging, a lot of times, you know, research shows that 15 million people in the United States will label themselves.
As swingers?
As swingers. If you remove that label, over 57 million people consider themselves open-minded and interested in living sexy.
Right.
And what does that mean? That means being around people like you, being around people like us, that we're not saying you have to go to bed with us.
Right.
We're not saying there has to be any physical contact, or we have to watch you, or you have to watch us. It's just being willing to accept that.
Right.
Swingers don't have ponytails.
Right.
It's not.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
He's an idiot.
No.
I love him, but he's an idiot. We've been doing the show for a long time. But he's like, who is putting, like, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Maybe you live in San Francisco. That's, I don't know what. No, I'm kidding. But anyway.
Holly puts her hair in a ponytail sometimes so she can give me oral sex.
Right, exactly.
It stays out of her way.
Exactly. Right? Oh, we've talked about your oral sex tip too later. The one with the toothpaste.
You heard about that.
I was there.
Oh, that's right.
I wasn't there when you actually put it on your balls, but we're going to get to that in a moment. So people. So it's
perception being reality.
Right.
We know that. So it went from swingers to lifestyle. And then people started saying, you know, what's lifestyle? So you look at living sexy. Living sexy encompasses just everything. And you're not labeling somebody.
Right.
This generation doesn't want to be labeled.
Right.
And swingers to them is like old people, shag carpet.
Exactly.
Having sex with everyone.
Right, big orgies, right.
Key club parties.
So it's hard to get out of that mind frame.
So, you know, by transferring and working on perception. So then you look at me, and I left the lifestyle for a little bit when I was married. My ex-wife was interested in the lifestyle. However, you have to know personality. Communication is the easiest word to say, one of the toughest things to do.
Right.
And knowing insecurities. Jealousy, in my opinion, clinically speaking, is rooted in insecurities. Okay? Somebody can cause them. However, then you have to look. If I were to do something negative to Holly and she forgives me, she doesn't have to forget. However, she can't throw that in my face. And if we're going to repeat an action that could cause that jealousy or insecurity to come back up, then Holly here needs to understand that that's inside her.
Right. Exactly. But how do you, because people are just like, they can't even get past, I'm giving advice to people. I'm like, you got to learn to transcend jealousy. People are in alternative relationships. They learn, like, you can, not that you transcend it, not that it doesn't bother you, but you learn how to deal with it. Where most life, you just are jealous and you have rage and you never learn, but you actually process it and you can, possible to, not that it doesn't flare up sometimes, right? Do you still get jealous?
Yeah, but it's the way I handle it.
Right.
Is I talk to him. I don't just go off. I'm not like.
Right. You actively process it.
Yeah. And if I have a problem, I will step aside and take him aside and be like, you know what? I have a problem with this. And maybe. And if he. Well, we don't take one for the team. We don't.
Meaning we wouldn't be with a couple or an individual if we both weren't into it. Let's say Holly's extremely bisexual. 100%. Okay. She's very bisexual. If you were with a man who I just could not click with. I couldn't even see myself sitting there while the two of you were naked playing.
Right.
Holly's not going to play with you simply because it's going to bug me.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. If you didn't like the guy that I was with,
right.
I mean, there's four. Right. Okay.
Right, because you're dating as a couple.
Right.
Even, let's say you.
That's so hard. Like, even in life. Yeah, like, I don't even want to sleep. Not only do I not like anyone that my friends are dating, like, I certainly don't want to sleep with them, and I don't like them. That would be really hard.
But it's how you deal with the jealousy. You can't go off. You have to talk to your partner and you have to trust that he's going to be okay or she's going to be okay with how you present things. And presenting it in a fashionable,
healthy
way is, I think, everyone has insecurities.
Honey, can we speak? It's a lot better than why did you do that? Why is a very aggressive statement.
Exactly.
Or it's a one word that's a statement. I believe you and I had talked about this, Emily. Holly has said on air, on TV and radio, that if she had to choose, and you're sitting here, you're a beautiful lady, I'm going to use you as an example.
Please do.
If she had to choose between you or I performing oral sex on her, 100% of the time she would choose you.
Okay.
If she had to choose. You know what? That doesn't mean you're better. It means you're different. And different is good. And I'm proud that I can be married to a woman that knows she can tell me that.
Right. And you're okay with it.
100% because I know there's power, there's comfort and security in knowing. Mm-hmm. It's not knowing. It's what if she had that feeling but never shared it with me and is fantasizing about that? It turns me on so much knowing.
Right. Exactly. You're like, I think, because I want to know what you really believe. You're not taking, because most people turn it inward. Like, I'm doing something wrong. You guys are so healthy.
And then you transfer that onto someone else with anger. It's so easy to transfer.
Oh, it is.
Jealousy, you know.
Sure.
And then I can get mad at her for wanting you when maybe I'm the one that wants you.
Right.
No, if I'm attracted to you, I'm going to say, we call her Pockets. Her nickname is Pockets. I'd say Pockets. You know, I find Emily attractive, or I find this person attractive.
It doesn't mean you like her more. It's just different.
Right. And attractive is different than being attractive.
So how do you find, and how long have you guys been together?
4 years.
4 years. Okay. And how do you typically go about, like, you guys are in it. You guys are like the poster children for swinging in a way. But how do you, the typical people said, how do you go about finding someone?
Usually at parties.
You go to these parties, like organized parties.
Websites.
Yeah, websites.
We are fortunate because of what we do to belong to a lot of websites and a lot of private groups on Facebook, right? I mean, that's one area. And there are some phenomenal people. Really, likes attract likes.
Right.
And what I mean by that is we've had people enter the lifestyle thinking, well, how come this kind of couple and this kind of couple isn't playing with us? Well, when you were single, did you have an opportunity to date those kind of people?
Mm-hmm.
No, if you're... And I'm not trying to be rude when I say this. If you're completely out of shape and you don't use good hygiene or grooming...
Hygiene's so important.
Yeah. Why do you expect people who do to want to play with you? I don't care what you look like. If you smell.
It has nothing to do with the fact that you came to a swinging party. Like, they still wouldn't want to sleep with you.
Right.
Right, exactly. So it's the issue. The same issues come up. Wherever you go, there you are.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. So you go to these parties. I've been to these parties before. I've been to like two.
Okay.
In San Francisco.
And what'd you think?
And I think it was more like I started my show, Sex with Emily, you know, like 8 years ago. And I was like starting to meet people. They were like special invite-only parties. And I had fun.
Right.
Yeah, it was a good time.
Open-minded people.
Totally open-minded
people. I even think it's changed since then.
Probably.
Like 8 years ago, it's grown into a not just...
A community.
Yeah, it's a community. It's a family. It's people just being friends. And you can be friends... Like, we have a lot of swinger friends that we don't play with.
Right. And right, I'm sure. Same just like... Right.
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 And we have a lot of vanilla friends that know everything we do. I don't think they're living vicariously through
us.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Hey, I don't want to be arrogant about it. However, they appreciate and respect us for who we are. And they... Take Andy, for example. She swears, no way. My husband looks at another man, I'm going to kill him.
Another woman,
I'm going to kill him. However, she has no problem when he admires pockets.
And she loves the stories.
Yeah, and there's built-in trust.
This is a friend of yours?
A friend of mine.
A friend of ours, yeah. Very close friend. Andy's a woman.
Okay.
So, pockets and I have been together 4 years. When we met, she knew about my past.
Okay.
She knew, I don't put notches on the bedpost, but...
It was in the police file.
Right. Yeah, it was in the police file. Let's say there was a lot.
That's right.
And I left the lifestyle for a while, went back in after being separated from my wife, got back with my ex-wife, went back. So back and forth. But Holly was interested, and she said to me one night after sex, it was not before sex, how would you feel taking me to a party? And that's 71% of couples in the lifestyle, Emily, are there because of you, the women.
The women. That's what people... Yes. If the woman has to initiate, but there's so many guys waiting, when's she going to initiate it? Like every night he goes to bed, well, tonight be the night.
The guy can bring it up.
He can. How does he bring it up?
So the guy brings it up. It's you, though, the women that are going
to
make the final
decision. Right, the women are the one. Wait, right. You can't force her to go to a party.
No.
Like, never.
Never.
Like, that's not going to work.
And we've had people ask us, how do you convince my wife?
You can't.
You can't. And that's the worst. That's the worst way to go about it is, hey, babe, we got to go. I think that is a cause of a huge headache and a huge divorce.
Yeah.
It's just not worth it.
Should you cover this ground before you get married?
Yes.
100%. We do a talk sometimes called Dating Your Way to Divorce. And what I believe through my
experience. I've done that, but I've never been divorced or married, but I date my way to the end.
Do you know what I mean then?
Yes, every time. I'm like, I know why this is going to end. It's like the first date, 6 minutes in, I'm like, this is going to end, but I'm going to date him for 2 years.
Okay, but here's my question for you.
Yeah.
All right. Are you honest with the men when you first... And this is your show. I don't want to host.
No, do it. It always turns into my therapy session sometimes.
The reason I believe most of society dates their way to divorce is, and you and I have shared this with many people in lecture halls and stuff, is you put your best foot forward. And maybe there's something you really don't like, but you say you like it.
Right.
And maybe there's something you're willing to give in on. I believe needs are non-negotiable and wants are negotiable. So there's a lot of things you might need that you're willing to sacrifice for that person. And then what happens 3 years later when you're married, Emily?
Right, exactly.
Do you know what I'm saying? And then you're like, hold on, I can't do this anymore.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Then the other person, why didn't you tell me that before?
Right, and that's when you bring it up.
That's my voice for a woman.
Yeah. So you're saying your needs can be...
Are non-negotiable.
I agree. Because that's how you need to feel loved. It's like the love languages. You read the book, The Five Love Languages.
Yeah.
I love that book because it's a great book. It's called The Five Love Languages, I think, by Gary Chapman, I think. And it's a great book because it talks about in relationships how so many times people are not loving their partner in the way they need to be loved. And there's those five different ways, which is
love yourself enough.
Love yourself enough. Right.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right. So you feel, okay, so, right. So you guys figured this out. But in a relationship, right, you can't.
You've got to be honest.
No, he didn't talk me into it. He would,
right,
he would
suggested
explain
it.
And I was scared to death because I'd never been like, I was raised Mormon. And
oh my God,
all
you were,
this,
okay. You certainly were not going to do anything. You were a Mormon child.
She didn't masturbate.
I couldn't even masturbate. I didn't even know what that stuff was down there. I'm like, I don't know what that's for.
Exactly.
But I was completely into women since I was young. And
you knew that. Okay.
Even previously married, because I was married for almost 10 years.
Okay.
I told him about it, and he was just like, oh my God, you're going to leave me for another woman. And I'm like, no, I'm just curious. Like, women are soft and beautiful right. and like goddesses.
And yeah, you are.
Even, yeah, exactly.
Even when I was single, I didn't want to do that because of my mindset. Right. It was bad because that's just the way I was raised.
Right, of course.
And then I meet him, and he's like, no, you can do that. And I'm like, I got to go. I got to see what it's like.
Wow.
And even the first party, I was scared to death, but I was like, this is so freaking awesome.
So that was your first time having an experience mm-hmm. with the woman, which was just 4 years ago then?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And I completely thought I was cheating on him. He's like, no, it's okay. Go, go.
Right,
because like,
he had to teach you.
It's consent. You asked me. Mm-hmm. I don't have the right to tell you what you can or can't do. I would share with you if it made me uncomfortable.
Right.
And that's what I shared with Pockets. And I said, I love you. And if this is something you want to do, I'm okay with this. You're not cheating on me. Everything you're doing is consensual. And you respected me enough to share it with me. And that's how we dipped our toes in.
But I wasn't used to the communication like that. I was right. used to, like, you can't do this. You can't
exactly.
talk to me.
You've overcome a lot. Yeah. And now look at you. She's got a show called Swing. Yeah. I mean, their show is literally called Swing. So, okay, what was your first experience like then at the party hooking up with a woman? Did you do it at that party? Or
yes,
did you?
I did.
Okay.
Yes, she did. This woman, we went to this party and it was just amazing. There was playrooms and everything, and I'd never seen
themed
anything.
Playrooms.
Yeah,
too.
I'd never seen anything like this, and I walk in and I'm like,
explain
this is completely sexy. Like there was three levels. The basement.
It was a mansion. It was a right. mansion in Los Feliz, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, and there was a basement that had just play areas everywhere. There was a TV with
adult
films going on, and there was just play everywhere. And then you walk up, and the first level was there was a stripper pole, a dance place, and a kitchen where you could just mingle and stuff.
And there's no nudity in those areas. There could be kissing okay. or light touching.
Mm-hmm.
It's just out of respect. There might be people there that aren't interested in
right.
seeing that, doing that, whatever.
They just want to be in that environment.
Right.
And then upstairs, there's playrooms and everything like that. But so we go downstairs, and I'm getting in the mood, and I'm like, oh my God, this is so cool. And we're touching each other.
Right.
But I was still scared. I'd never done this. Like, I love public displays of affection, but not, I'd never done that before.
Exactly.
So I go upstairs, and this woman is just like, hey, you know, I really want to kiss you. And I'm like, oh, what do I do? Because I want to, but I'm not used to it. And I kiss her, and afterwards, I'm just like, oh my God, I cheated on you. And he's like, how did you cheat on me? I told you it was okay.
And were you standing there watching, Michael?
Loving every second.
Right, of course. Yeah. You're like, this is the best day of my life.
He's
they walked up
me.
To us. The couple walked up to us. The gentleman asked, hey, is your wife into women by any chance? And a lot of couples... Personally, as a man, I do believe, let's say the three of us went to a party and we're going just as friends. I still would say, whether it's a man or a woman that's interested in either one of you, they should approach me first out of respect.
Right.
Now, let me be the one to tell them if you're interested in Emily or Holly, you need to go talk to them because they're the ones that are going to make the final decision. Still show me that respect, though, because unfortunately, I'd say maybe 3-4%, they'll ignore. If they're not into... Let's say they're not into a woman. They're right. just looking for a man. The man and the woman are looking for another man to be with the wife only. Straight men.
Okay.
They might ignore the wife. Mm-hmm. And then what does that do to Holly?
Right, exactly. And you guys are a couple there right. together. Right.
Or yeah. vice versa. Remember, you're always there as a couple. You're a we, not a me. And so is the other couple.
Right.
So
unless you're the single, and then it's other, and then it's single women there.
Who single women. Of, sometimes yeah. single men.
Right.
Most of the time, single women, though. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I've gone to a few parties, but it has right. been a while. So, and then you guys said that you have another party coming up?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's parties all the time. There's certain ones we enjoy going to a lot of them. It's just you go and you want to be around people you're comfortable with. And we're comfortable mm-hmm. with everyone that's living sexy. There's one this weekend, though, that we're really excited about. It's a promoter, Mass Peace Soirees. And they come in from London about three times a year. They do parties in London, Miami, New York City, here, and I think possibly Madrid. It's just gorgeous. They're always renting out this beautiful, gated, private, mm-hmm. secluded property in Beverly Hills or Bel Air. And again, I don't care where it is as long as it's a safe area.
Right,
you know,
safe.
Bell Canyon in the Valley is gorgeous and had some. Hidden Hills has had some great parties. Again, it's just a matter of, we like those house parties. There's clubs, there's weekend takeover, there's cruises. There's, you know, it's all these different things. And we prefer the mansion parties
right.
or the house parties. Great grouping. You should come with us this weekend. So it's a pool party mm-hmm. during the day.
I love it.
And then at night, if people want to stay, they'll give them an area to change, and they have to wear a mask until midnight.
Oh, it's a mask. I'm coming.
So during the day, it's not mask or anything.
Okay, uh-huh. right. And then
at night, people put on
masks. Are you going? Of course. Are you excited? Okay, yeah. Like, she's like, uh-oh. I know. You're like, oh, no, it sounds fun.
So
okay,
we
we'll
carry masks in our trunk.
Because you do. Do you?
I'm not kidding. We have
my
masks
God,
in
you
our
must.
Trunk.
Do you carry vibrators and stuff in your trunk, too?
No.
Oh my God. Speaking of which, I have a special. Oh, I got the Stronic by Fun Factory.
Oh my God.
I haven't used it yet. I try.
I haven't either.
Okay. It's okay. This is my Fun Factory, and then you can check it out. Go to goodvibes.com and use coupon code Emily, and you get a really good percentage off.
Wait, the Stronic is like the
pulsating one. It's pulsating. It's like a penis.
Yeah. It's like having sex with it. Like, it like right. thrusts. Yes. It right. doesn't vibrate.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay, do you like sex toys?
Of course.
Yes. Okay, good.
I love sex toys.
Okay, I have a present for you.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I love presents.
You love presents.
I just pulled out my balls yeah, this Benoit, morning.
Because yeah, Fun Factory gave her a set of balls, too, when they came in. Those
kettle balls.
Yes, yeah. And I have not used them yet, but I pulled them out this morning. And I'm like, yeah. I didn't know what they did. Like, did you know they have like a rattle type
yes!
thing inside?
They're amazing. They strengthen your PC muscles.
Like right. doing Kegels.
You do. It's like a weight. So the Kegel exercises. You know, I have an app called Kegel Camp. Your iPhone.
I have to check that out.
You have to download it every day for 5 minutes. It pops up. It says, time for Kegel Camp. And then it's my voice walking you through it.
I love it.
So you remember to do them. But then you wear those inside you. Uh-huh. And then you do, then it's like doing weight. It's like.
Oh, my God.
I love
yeah.
it.
And then you can pick up that chair over there or something.
Oh, my God.
Pick up a car. You'll be so strong.
I love it.
I do Kegels all the time. And he feels it. Like
during
they say,
sex.
Yeah. They say every stoplight you stop at, you're supposed to do Kegels.
Like, but no one ever remembers. That's right. why I made the app. Because it.
That's good. The app
is
great.
I don't drive that much, but
right.
I need to.
Like, every day it pops up 11:30. It says time for Kegel Camp. And then it's like, and then there's 20 levels.
I love that.
People go through levels and they're like, oh my God, like men and women.
Wow.
So anyway, so I wanted to bring you something.
Aww.
This is Ovo. It's a K3 rabbit. And it's this is a new line. I don't know if you've heard about these. It's a brand new line. And it's a German designed K3 rabbit from Ovo. Ovo, it's rounded for comfortable use and features a double application. It's waterproof, whisper quiet, 5 vibration levels. Ooh. They're awesome. And they've sent me a bunch of really cool stuff. So I just wanted to share with you guys who are other sex-minded people.
Now, did you give her a rabbit because we work for the bunny?
No, but this is like a new rabbit, and these are all like silicone, waterproof.
Thank
it's
you
awesome.
So much.
And
oh my
you
God.
Go to buyovo.com. That's buyovo.com. Check out their products, and they're like affordable silicone vibrators. Like they're amazing,
God.
And they've won all these awards. They just launched like a month ago, and people are freaking out about
German
them.
German so companies are awesome.
I know. I couldn't believe it. I saw them at the Laundry Show. Anyway, so I went in Vegas, and I was
thank
like, you guys make the most amazing toys ever.
So, thank you so much. They're like the Mercedes Benz of the.
Exactly.
Toys.
Exactly.
Germans make good cars.
They do make good cars. Yeah. They make good vibrators. So check out the Ovo. That's by Ovo. So enjoy that.
Thank
and
you.
Bring to the party maybe that we're going to go to.
Yes.
Okay. Speaking of, but we got to back up just a second because last time I saw you, I was on your Playboy, your swing show.
Mm-hmm.
Their television. Where can people catch that still if they don't?
So Playboy TV, if you have Playboy TV on cable or satellite. If you don't, you can go to playboy.tv.
Okay.
And you can buy blocks of it or memberships. I don't know what it is. And then Swing is our reality show. We're finished 3 seasons so far, hoping for a 4th. And then Swing Nightcap Live, we had the honor of having you as a guest on.
Loved it.
And that was the recap show of each episode. So the episode would air, and then Hollywood and I would come out and host the recap show. Sometimes the newbies were in the studio. We had you, which was great.
Right. That was
and
fun.
It was a blast.
It was so fun. I love the episode. I got to watch the episode. You guys should all check out the show if you're interested in all at Swinging. It's a very interesting show.
It's a good
show.
Introduction to. And you asked, how can people bring this up?
Yes.
Those right there are 3 ways. A, listen to us, podcast with you on Podcast One
podcast
on iTunes.
Podcast One. It's called Swing.
Swing.
Okay.
You can go to iTunes and put Playboy Radio Swing. You can listen to PlayboyRadio.com Monday through Friday, 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific. And that's a way. I mean, when we used to be on satellite.
Right.
And a lot of couples, we have the honor, like you, of meeting people when we're out there. And they've said, never believed in this stuff. Never understood it.
Never
started listening. Couldn't believe it. Kept listening. Asked my partner to listen. 2 years now in the lifestyle.
We've got
6 months in the
so
lifestyle.
A lot of stories
right.
like that.
So your show's almost the gateway for them to be like, honey, I don't want to talk about it, but let's listen. I think
yes.
people, mm-hmm. that's such a great way to do it. I tell you all the time, listen to my show with your
yes.
partner. If you can't tell them where to touch you, then maybe you
listen
should say,
to sex
Emily,
with Emily
says, yeah, listen to Sex with Emily. Emily, you know, so that's a great way to do it because you guys talk about something that's people. So like, what do you say? Like, I feel like so many people will think whenever you say swinging, they think, those people, it's immoral. They just want to bang everyone around. They just want to sleep with other people. Why are they getting married then? Like, people just don't. But don't you think it's sort of either you're a swinger or not? Either you're this or you're not? I mean, I know you said that some people come around, but do you think that these people who act so, you know, like shocked by it and think it's so immoral are maybe the ones who really want to be? Like, what have you found out?
Of course they do.
Kind of like the Republicans, right?
I always say that.
Yes.
They're the ones that are either jealous of your lifestyle, want to try it themselves, or...
They've been cheating for years and they wish they could do this consensually and not worry about being caught.
Right. They've convinced themselves that cheating, I could never tell, that's my own thing, and they think there's some kind of excitement in it. But no, it's called dishonesty. You're going to get caught.
Mm-hmm.
And if you really want to have sex outside your marriage, it can help. So I do want to get to that in a moment about how it actually improved your relationship and your sex life. But let's go back to being on your show. You're so nice, Michael. Came on set. This is hilarious. I'm in the waiting room. I'm waiting like in the green room to go on. He's like, so, are you single? I'm like, yeah.
Well, you were dating somebody when you came on radio with us.
A few months ago, I was dating somebody. That is now over. And he was like, are you single? I said, I am. Oh, you said, yeah. I said, I'm single now. Yep. And you're like, I'm going to fix you up with someone. And as we're talking, he's telling you about his friend. And Holly's like, what are you doing? I'm like, he's fixing. You're like, again, he's fixing someone up.
He does that with everyone.
So I was like, oh, no. Is this a good sign or a bad sign? Is he on the record? But then the makeup woman who does the makeup.
Yep, Gina.
Yep.
5 minutes later, she's like, oh my God, he fixed me up with someone I really like. Like, instantly you had credibility.
Spiridonis, uh-huh. He used to be the voice of the LA Lakers.
Okay.
Then he's with the Knicks now. He's coming back to LA next year. Yes. So,
yes. So that works. So I was like, okay. So then you fixed me up with your friend, and he was very nice. He texted, called me the next day, and we had a date. And it was great because I've moved to LA a few months ago. I've been working a lot, haven't gone out. And the one thing I really wanted to do was go to the Hollywood Bowl. Haven't been yet.
Oh, that's where you guys were?
He happened to call me. And this is why I said yes.
Okay.
But because he's a friend of yours. And Holly said he was cute.
He's cute.
I asked the woman, like, is he cute? I mean, not that he has to be like, I'm not girl.
Right, but you have to be physically right, you didn't attractive.
Say, you didn't say, is he Adrian Kinnear?
Funny. And that's
you
know, he's funny.
You didn't ask him if he was Adrian Kinnear.
Why about Adrian Kinnear? We have to go back to that
too. Oh, he's
a buddy.
He follows us. He's
okay.
A buddy.
I'm friends with him too.
Okay. Oh, isn't awesome. He the nicest guy?
I'll get to that story after too. We met once, let's say, at a party late night a long time ago.
And?
It was a long time ago, and it's so funny that you bring up his name.
Vinny?
But anyway, yes. So
it's in your opening. That's why I did it.
Oh, yeah. But he doesn't know. He wouldn't remember, but he might. Okay. The point is, so you said your friend. I went out with him,
right.
And he called me, and he's like, so I've got tickets. At first, I was like, oh, I just moved. I moved that day, and I was like, I should stay home. He's like, I got tickets to the Hollywood Bowl. I was like, oh, that's perfect. I've been wanting to go, and he sounds really nice.
Right.
So we went. I had a great time. It was a perfect date. He picked me up.
He's cute.
So cute.
Right.
And he's interesting, and he brought like food and wine, and he was very thoughtful. It was like the symphony at the Hollywood Bowl. It was a great night, and we had a really nice time. And I think we got along fine, and I think, and I wanted, we've not talked about this.
No, we haven't.
Discuss.
Are you texting him now?
No, I've got his text right here.
Oh, no. Okay, see, this is embarrassing because he could have totally, I feel that the typical thing that came, this is just so full disclosure that I feel we had this conversation. And you, first of all, what women think is wrong probably isn't. It's probably something totally different. But I thought he asked me what I want in a relationship and what I'm looking for. And
right.
I kind of
which
was
I'm not
like,
a big fan of on our first
I'm
date.
I'm not a big
just
fan
just
of either.
Record.
And it was late. And we had a few drinks. And I'm like, oh. You got kids, the whole question, da, da, da. And I was kind of like, I'm not really thinking about that. You do
right.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like he was like, I want to get married. I want to have kids.
Right.
And I thought, okay, not a great match. I miss like, he's like, so you're just flying by the seat of your pants. Like, I think he said that to me. And I said, well, I've kind of been doing that my whole life. I kind of wing it. And then it was lovely. Good night. Great to meet you. Like, I would like to be friends with him, but I haven't heard from him. And anyway, read the text.
He was really attracted to you.
Oh, he was good.
You were very cool. Unfortunately, you guys haven't seen each other again because you had to go to New York for business.
Oh, okay.
I think after your date for a week, you were gone and you've been swamped and he's been swamped. He's a writer.
Right.
For Disney. You know that. He's like, and he said exactly what you did.
Uh-oh.
He goes, I definitely want to hang with her and have some fun. I don't know where it might go. I do one day want to have a wife and kids, and I'm not sure if she's interested in being married and having kids. So exactly what you're saying.
I nailed it.
Very
oh
interested
my God.
In you. Finds you beautiful and fun.
Nice.
Everything I said. Everything Holly and I told him you'd be, you were and more, he said.
Oh, thank God.
So,
because you get scared as a woman, like,
right.
Oh, he didn't realize I was
which
so.
Which is weird because men don't usually bring that up.
Right.
The women are usually the ones that are like, oh, you want to get married? You want to have kids?
This is what happens in my life.
Really?
Yes. I'm the dude. I swear.
You mentioned that.
Yeah.
Do you remember when she was on
yes,
radio with
I
us?
Do.
You mentioned you don't want to get married because I said, you ever want to get married? You said, nope.
I've never wanted to get married. Yeah. And I love kids. I've just never wanted to have kids. So I just.
We rent them. We love being aunt and uncle, quote unquote. We rent them.
No,
them
you have kids though,
we
right?
Do.
Yeah, we do.
And you each have kids together or no. Okay,
just separate? Yeah.
Not yet. After today, I don't know. No,
oh
I'm just
my
kidding.
God. Oh, maybe you might be pregnant.
No. Our very,
okay.
very close friends just had a baby, and we'd spend a lot of time.
Beautiful baby.
Got it. Okay. Well, I appreciate you fixing me up, and I would be fixed
absolutely.
Up again. I do
okay,
appreciate.
Good.
Anyway, it was interesting because I wanted to hear.
So he definitely wants to see you again and hang
okay,
out and have
sure.
fun.
Let's hang out. Maybe we could all go out.
That would be.
Yeah.
That would be
thank
better.
You for thinking
we'll
of me
cigar
in
bar.
A new city. I love it.
Okay.
Okay. So I want to know then how you having children and being in the lifestyle and publicly in the lifestyle. Mm-hmm. It's not even like mm-hmm. how does that? How old are your kids?
Mine's 10. My son is 10. And,
okay.
and my daughter is 8.5. And that, to begin with that is interesting because that was 2 6-figure legal battles because mm-hmm. we're publicly in the lifestyle. Both of our exes, mine first and then hers. Had I been an adulterer, gay, or a convicted criminal, she couldn't have taken me to court for being in the lifestyle. Because I am, she tried to take custody away from me. Now, the judge threw the case out. However, he had to hear that. And that's where the 6 figures on my battle came in because you have attorneys, you have depositions, you have to go through the custody evaluation, and it's not the custody evaluation alone was $32,000 for the PhD to do, you know, forensic, all that. So I always ask people, do you discuss, let's say you're in a vanilla relationship,
okay,
marriage, do you discuss your sex life with your children? And they're like, oh, no, of course not. Then why would you if you're in the lifestyle? Right. It's the same thing. What we do as adults, we're doing as adults. We're not having orgies in our living room when our kids are asleep. That's not right. Living sexy. Mm-mm.
Right.
You know.
You're responsible.
We're responsible. Right. We have jobs.
But eventually they're going to ask and they're going to be flipping on TV.
Especially because who we are.
Well,
right.
Yeah.
Right.
And they know that we have a radio station. They know we have a TV.
Radio show.
Right. Just like but my nieces, like they're young and they're right. Like sex with them. What does Aunt Emily do? Like something evil.
You know? Yeah. And you know what? It's relationships. Everything
relationships
you do.
Relationships. Helping people.
Why will people spend billions of dollars to fix the me but not the we?
Right.
And that's what our children are like, ew, you talk about love.
Yeah.
And that's really what we're talking about.
Right. Exactly.
We're
talking it's true. About love. And you're talking about a way that I think a lot of people, a lifestyle that is very misunderstood. And I think that so many studies have shown, and I'm not saying that it's for everybody. It's absolutely not for everybody. But I love that your show is shedding light on a relationship that it actually, how you guys make it work.
We say it's not for everyone. However, it's available to anyone that wants
available
it.
Available to anybody.
If you can't communicate, you shouldn't be in the lifestyle because it'll blow it up.
Yeah.
But if you have great communication already and you want to just enhance it, I think it's perfect for you.
Remember, we're a society that doesn't like labels, however we label everything.
Yeah, right. We do.
So when you think about living sexy, you've got people who just want to be around people. And when I say like us, like everybody around who's just open-minded, you have voyeurs,
exactly.
People who love to watch other people. Look at adult content. You said how right. Hypocritical society is. The largest viewers of online adult content and purchasers, Utah.
Oh, I'm sure. Exactly.
Utah,
exactly.
You have exhibitionists. People like Holly and I, for example, who love to perform in front of others. Love
do you guys
being
ever
watched.
Film it? Do you have a sex tape? No. Sex tape?
No.
Not yet.
No. Not yet.
If Vivid wanted to offer her seven figures, we'll see.
Yeah. Exactly.
Who was it that Teen Mom got seven figures?
Yeah. Did she? Oh, yeah. Right. She, oh, right. Yeah. She did. I know. I should have done a sex tape.
Yeah.
I feel like my time has passed. If I ever
no.
Done. No. I mean, I just like I think I'm done. I don't think I should. I don't think it'd be great for the career.
I call it the Kim Kardashian way.
Right. Exactly.
That's a Kim Kardashian Paris Hilton
career.
You guys
can still, I mean, we'll see. You know, the night is still young, but who knows?
And then you have soft swap, which is anything goes that's non-monogamous, up to but not including vaginal penis penetration. And I say that because Holly feels that everything is sex.
Everything's right. Going to lead to
everything
sex.
How do you stop yourself at that?
Right.
Because couples
you're
make,
right.
So like every swinging
boundaries.
Couple is not the same. There's
exactly.
Boundaries.
Oh, completely.
Some kind of penetration. The person never sleeps over.
Right.
If it's a
no
third.
Kissing.
No kissing.
We know people that have sex with other couples, but you can't kiss. I call that the pretty woman rule.
Like you can sometimes even you can kiss them, but you can't passionately.
I'm really
kiss
bad
them.
With boundaries.
Really?
And that's,
no, I'm kidding. But I wouldn't want to be like no kissing. I'd be like then I wouldn't want to kiss them.
Right.
But I get that wouldn't
right.
Be my swinging
right.
Relationship.
You can give a blowjob, but you can't swallow her. You can eat her out. You can't bring her to orgasm. These are the things we've heard over
right.
The years.
But if it works for them, fine.
Exactly.
Right.
But
exactly.
But what are your rules? What's off limits?
It's situational.
Yeah.
Like, it depends on the couple. It depends on how we're feeling. It depends on if we have
you, like,
so much
I'll
attraction.
I'll see you in the bathroom in 5 minutes. You go, like, okay, listen, this is the deal. Like, you
one
write your
big rule.
On
one big rule we have, and it's not hard core, is that we are always in the same room together. Now,
okay, always, whenever, okay.
Yeah, what I mean by it's not hardcore, if I have to leave to use a restroom, I'm not going to ask Pockets
stop.
To stop.
Right.
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 What I mean, though, is in a lot of, 100% of the couples that came on Swing this season continue to stay in the lifestyle. All of them had that one rule, though. Is everything was going to be, they call it same room. So everything was done in the same room. Is that?
Well, I think it creates a bond. And you're not doing this separate. Like
right.
Normally couples do this together and they want to see each other's like faces and they just want to experience this together. So I think it's a perfect rule.
Right.
Staying the same. Like some people
right.
Don't have that rule. And I think that's their rule.
That's, but, that could
and
also,
that's okay.
Yeah, that's totally
yeah.
Fine. But I think that could also feed jealousy. But also
yeah,
watching for the first time. But this is what I'm talking about. It's like a. Kind of like there's so many, I could just like hear my listeners think I could never see my boyfriend or my partner.
So what do you say to the man? Because
and it's like,
no, go ahead.
I could just hear them.
I get asked
it.
A lot.
They're emailing me now.
I get asked a lot. Okay, so Holly claims to be 95% lesbian, and 5% straight, and the 5% straight is for me. If Pockets, and you know this, we talk about this. Mm-hmm. If Pockets comes, I love you.
I love
if
you.
If Pockets comes,
you guys
to me,
are so cute. You guys have got to check them out. Seriously, hollyandmichael.wordpress.com. They're adorable. Holly with an I.
You're so sweet. If Pockets came to me tomorrow and was like, hey, I'm interested in seeing what it would be like with another man, I'm not going to get mad, say no. I'm going to say, okay, let's talk. Because we're in a relationship that is about nurturing each other, growing together.
Right.
And I'm not thinking, oh, she wants a replacement. No, I'm thinking she wants to enhance what we already have.
Mm-hmm. So are you with other women, men, I mean, typically? Or no, you're not yet. You mostly women.
Mostly
you,
women.
You could one day.
Yeah, so. At this point, 100% women. And yeah, when I say that, I mean, Holly and I, at this point, no. And people, oh, you're jealous. No, I'm not jealous. Oh, is Holly jealous of you with other women? No, I don't play with other women. At this point, I don't feel that need. I don't feel that desire.
Right.
If I did, we even talked about it this morning. She had a dream that I came to her and said, I want a full swap. And she's like, okay, let's talk about it. So it's,
so you don't hook up with other women then?
No, I have in the past.
Right, right.
And
so you're just watching. You're participating. Oh, are you threesomes? Are you participating?
There's nothing mm-hmm. better. Oh, I'm participating. I'm going to tell you, guys will say to me, wait, you prefer? I would prefer to watch you two than to be playing while you two, because I can't see as much. If I'm sitting back right. and I'm watching and Holly on you and you on Holly, my right. brain, she once felt me, just felt through my jeans, felt right. my penis, right? And she's like, wow, I was harder than I could have been had I been touching.
And
right.
I haven't even touched, I haven't even touched him yet.
Once.
Wow.
No, it was just the mental
stimulus. You found it was just, right. yeah, you're just so turned on by that, but
it goes back to, I love, though, seeing my wife be pleasured.
Right.
And this is the way we've agreed to do it. So men have even said to me, wait, you don't mind her being with women and getting off? I'm like, no. Aren't you worried she's going to want more? No, because if she did, she'd tell me.
Right, exactly. It's that yeah. communication. People don't yeah. get what I'm talking. We're talking about, like, it's radical honesty. It's yep. radical communication.
It's realistic versus, I mean, it's idealistic versus realistic.
Right.
However, everyone can do it. Everyone you look it. At you.
And
you
don't.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
You don't have to have sex to go to these to go to these parties.
No,
or
just go check them out. Yeah, check yep. out a party and see how you feel.
Right, and even if you want to see what other couples are, like, get the vibe and see what it's like, and just go to a party with your partner and
you
just
can just
watch
play.
Completely.
I had an intern. I sent her to a party in San Francisco. She wanted to go with her boyfriend. I mean, she was like 21, and she's just like, oh, we just watched and played, and it was fun, and it's a little experience.
We don't,
yeah.
we don't prefer one website over the other. Can I name like three
Please.
Of them in alphabetical
no.
order?
No, people always email
so
me.
Okay.
Yes, tell
so
them where to go if you want to swing.
Cassidy.com. Kassidie. You go there. Also, SLS.com. Those two websites, if you look at their events page for free, you can find all the events in your area.
Oh, amazing.
Phone numbers,
everywhere,
addresses,
like even people in Michigan where I'm from?
Yes.
Everywhere.
Okay.
Worldwide, actually. SDC.com. So SLS.com is one. SDC.com. I'm not sure if you can look at their events page for free.
I'm not sure.
However, worldwide. You can mm-hmm. see events.
Okay. That's so amazing, because people are always at Cassidy, and then what was the other one you said?
Kassidie. Cassidy, SDC.com and SLS.com.
Okay. Or they could just, I should put this on my website,
because
I get this all mm-hmm. this time.
There you go.
So, okay, we got to get into the sex portion of the show, because right I feel like 2 decades of experience, you've been with lots of women, and your sex, I'm sure, is amazing.
Oh, God, yeah.
Okay, I don't even know where to start, because, okay, the first thing, okay, Holly, so what have you learned? I have a lot of people listening to the show, a lot of men and women who are maybe bisexual, or men especially, oral sex comes up all the time. So as a woman performing oral sex on another woman, what would you say is your top oral sex tip? Like, what would you like every man to know about performing oral sex on a woman that they don't know?
Pay attention to the clit. Because I don't know, like, I know every woman's different, and I know, like, people like the lips and everything like that, but I'm not completely into that. I like, pay attention to the clit.
With
and,
the tongue?
Yes. Completely. I mean, I don't know what he does down there, but he's amazing. And just like play around with it, suck it, like blow it, do like.
So do you think that most men don't even know? They're like, the clit or what? The clit or who?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so too.
Personally, as a woman, I don't like vaginal penetration when I'm doing that. Like,
right.
I just want my clit completely taken care of.
Just take care. Exactly. No fingers, no like
right.
anything else.
Like, you can play with my boobs or in my legs or whatever, but that's the part I want you to focus on.
Right.
I don't know.
And for a while, not 3 minutes. Like, the guy's like, oh, right. I went down on you for 3 minutes. I'm like, 3 minutes? Like, you could have like left, got me a glass of water and a snack and come back. Like, that was a waste of time.
I wish I could breathe through my ears. That's how much I love going down on her.
See, some men, okay, here's what I'm saying. It's like the lifestyle is like that. People either in it or they out, and I feel oral sex. That some men either love it or they don't. Some
I think
women love
some...
it or they don't. Why? Can mm-hmm. you can't? They're listening to going, I hate the vagina. Like, they men hate the vagina.
Oh, well, my God.
They do. There's men who are like, they're. You know what I mean? You. I don't know if you
what
have.
Do they hate about it?
They
well,
don't
I'll
hate
you.
It. They want to have sex with it. They like it.
Right.
They want to hang with it, but they don't want to, like, get to know it and get in there and be like, oh, did you. You know, like, I've had those guys like, oh, did you just get, like, a new underwear? They notice everything.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, I want to smell it, taste it, feel it, become best friends. And some guys are like, oh, I'll do this, but I'm not that
scent.
Into it.
But do they want blowjobs? Themselves.
Exactly. And then you tell them to fuck off.
That's not fair.
Right, exactly. And then you're like, lose my number
uh-huh.
and don't let the door hit, you know, don't let the door
don't hit
your ass on the way out. Okay, so I'm going to ask you the same question. What is your top oral sex tip for providing oral sex on a woman? Because I'm sure you have experience, and especially if you've had a lot of threesomes, perhaps.
Yeah.
Big fantasy, you have to do a lot of performing.
I had a woman once who, she knew I wasn't going to settle down with her. Remember this?
Yes, I do.
And she thought the way to convince me to settle down with her, she, you know, we went to parties together. I had a fivesome. It was four women. Wait, five women to me, so a sixsome. And
five women to you?
Yeah,
you just said that really fast and glossed over, and everyone is like, all these men are like, they're telling you to fuck off.
For New Year's Eve. It's tiring.
Happy New Year's Eve. It is tiring.
It's a lot of work.
I mean, I feel like one woman is a lot of work, and then if you've got five women.
Yeah. Thank God one of them was bisexual. She helped.
Oh, good.
So, yeah, no toys. Okay. She helped me there.
Oh, my God.
Because, I mean, two
hands. We need some ovos.
Seriously. Yeah, they're ovos. There you go.
Okay.
One of the things I believe, and when we talk to couples or men, single men, is. Don't just listen to the verbal. Listen to the nonverbals. You're watching your woman and you're listening and you're feeling. I can feel her pockets of thighs or a woman's thighs tense up when she's not necessarily close to orgasm.
Right.
However, it's starting to feel good.
Right.
And I can tell when the clit is starting to get inflamed and the blood is starting to flow more to that area. And it's becoming more sensitive. And there's different ways to lick. It's not just not just a popsicle. It's an ice cream cone. Right. Sometimes you have to lick around the edges. Sometimes you have to lick on the top because you don't want it to drip down. You have to remember that the clit, I mean, you.
Sometimes you had to pull the hood up and then.
Yeah, see, pull that goddamn hood up. What's going on underneath there, buddy?
Move the flaps to the side. Pull the hood up. Whatever you have to do, play with that. And you will know as a man, just like a woman can tell on a man if she's performing early on him, what's feeling good. If I'm going. Ow! That's not good. If I'm going,
not good.
Oh, or if I'm holding you, I should never pull your head onto me. However, if I'm holding you, you know when I'm starting to feel it. Yeah. Oh my God. So when I'm with a woman, be it Pockets now or any woman in my life, listening to the nonverbal cues. Asking too. Don't be afraid to ask.
I think a lot of men are inside their head and worried that they're going to like premature ejaculate or something, and they're just not thinking. They can't focus on the clitoris and
I would
her
much
body
rather
movement.
Get you off orally first, so that way if I come too fast, hey, you already got off.
Exactly.
So you're not upset.
And I don't stop at one. Like, keep going and going and going.
Exactly. And so many women can have multi-orgasms, yes. Right? Especially clitoral.
I have a huge tip that drives me nuts.
Ooh, I love it.
Shave your beard. That drives me nuts.
Guys should shave their beard.
Like,
not
hurts.
Even stubble? Yeah,
no,
it does hurt.
I don't even like stubble. That's why I think women are soft. That's why I think I get off. Not
that's why
easier,
you choose women.
But
yeah.
It's softer, and stubble hurts.
Stubble does hurt.
I'm Italian. Italian,
yeah, you can't help it. That comes
Italian
back
Jew
in 5 minutes.
Italian Catholic. Right. So, yeah, I'm screwed. So,
right.
3-5 minutes after I shave, there's stubble.
Okay.
You're used to it.
I'm sitting on your face as you're shaving.
Yeah, seriously. That's what she has to do. I do, though. I agree with Pockets and all that. And I do. I look at it like a man have said, what do you mean ice cream cone? Well, think about it. When it starts to drip, Emily, you have to lick around the sides.
You know you're doing it right.
No, it's good when it drips. Dripping is good.
Yeah, and I let her relax a little bit, too, after the first orgasm. And if I'm not sure if she came, I'll be like, hey, was that? Yeah, okay, great. And then let the clit relax. And then, but I don't let it get so relaxed where it's destimulated. Keep it stimulated. And I
right.
play with Pockets. And some women haven't been able to handle that. Pockets likes it, and she can get off again and again. So,
that's amazing.
You know, my tip is remember.
Women can learn that, too. Mm-hmm. Like, they're not always, they can play themselves. They should masturbate on their own and figure out. Because so many guys are like, how can I do it? How can I do it? I'm like, if she doesn't even know what makes herself feel good, then you guys talk about this all the time. Okay, I had some questions also from listeners on Facebook and Twitter. I'm like, what do they want to ask you? And here is one person on Facebook. Jackie said, oh, my God, I love them. I said, Holly and Michael are going to be on the show. I miss listening to their show on Sirius Playboy Channel. I hate that they canceled it. And they canceled Sirius. However, now they can listen to you where?
PlayboyRadio.com or like you when you're on Podcast One or iTunes, just search Playboy Radio Swing or Swing.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So the next question is from Gene. Do you play in the same bed or different rooms? And if the same bed, do you all touch each other? You said you have to be in the same room. But
yeah,
for
same
us,
room.
However, there are times when we're not in the same bed, meaning you and I'm just using you because you're here. It's easier to
use me. I feel really privileged that you'd even use me in your fantasy.
If the two of you are playing, I might be standing up. I might be sitting over in the couch. I might, and if you're there with a man, let's say Rick for now. I might be sitting.
Oh my God.
I
is
might
Rick
be.
A swinger? Okay.
No,
he's not in a relationship, right?
He's not in a relationship. Would he be interested in going to a party? I hope so because he's open minded.
Okay.
And he's very creative, and I think it'd be good for his creative writing skills.
Right. Yeah,
so,
true.
Anyway,
oh, totally. It opens you up. Exactly.
Yeah. By the way, great guy. We brought our kids to this show. I just got to tell you again what a great guy is.
He is a great guy.
Anyway.
You've given me a hall pass to play by myself.
Yeah. We'll explain what a hall pass is.
A hall pass is when he gives me permission or when you give your partner permission to play without you there. But I just like him there. Like
It feels safer and it just feels.
It feels safer and I'm doing this for us, not just for me.
So that's really, that's what so many people I think don't understand that it really is about your experience and your sex life. So how has it. How would you say that you all these experiences you have has improved your sex life?
We have. I believe we have great sex already. Mm-hmm. The sex is even better when we come home from a party. Let's say we're at a party. Again, I'm going to use you.
And I love you, this. The most sex I've had all
You and Holly have gotten each other off a few times. Holly and I are having sex doggy style while she's eating you out. You're playing with Holly while you're eating Holly out and Holly's blowing me and all that. And we're having
and we're getting
off and everyone's having a good time. We go home and then have sex again.
The mental stimulation is crazy.
The images, the visions, exactly.
Right. Just even the smell of going to these parties.
Right.
The scent.
You guys the scent.
No, because you guys just bonded over this experience and it's even hotter, right?
Yes. And you're bonding as a couple. Mm-hmm. You're doing this together.
You're sharing it. You're not just sitting in your room alone jerking off to a porn online. You're doing this together and you're like, oh my God. And
even
you know
when we don't play.
Yeah.
Even when you just go to watch. Or you just go, and we've hung out in the public areas.
That can be really hot, too. Just wide out. Oh, my God.
It's like, even hanging out in the public areas where there's no really playing going on, just, it's, for me,
watching
at least,
people.
Knowing that people are going to go off to that room and have sex.
Right.
And, oh, my God, there might be an orgy over there because that's what those people want. However, in that room, the two couples have swapped. They're on the same bed, or they're not swapping. Your listener asked, do they touch? Never touch somebody without asking permission.
Right.
What you and Pockets do with each other does not give carte blanche to other women to come up and touch you or men to touch you. Always ask permission.
But usually with these parties, too, there's like the rules they give you beforehand, right? Or not all. They're all, I guess they're all different.
Absolutely.
Okay, one is from Vicky on Twitter. Another question. She said, I want to hear from each person the three best and the three worst things about swinging. Also, do they plan to swing forever?
Three
best and three worst.
Well, take that last part first. Somebody asked you and I, if one of us passed away or we broke up, would you stay in a lifestyle? We both said.
Of course.
Yes.
I couldn't go back to, not a vanilla relationship, but I couldn't go back to someone that's not open-minded.
Right.
And that's not willing to even share a fantasy.
Exactly.
And share what I want. And it's not just about me, it's about him too. And I'm willing to share everything, but it's just, you have to trust the partner you're with.
Sometimes fantasies are best left as a fantasy. However, you want to share them.
Even talking
you can
about
talk
it.
About them. Yes, it doesn't mean that you want you it. That's what I'm talking about, people. I'm not saying that you need to have your partner do that, but it's just interesting to share that.
As a woman, you might fantasize about three men at one time. You just don't ever want three penises at one time.
Right.
You just think it'd be hot.
Exactly. So it's great to tell your partner that, and then he knows that you're thinking, and that's how you start the sexual conversation. Okay, so three best and three worst things, or if you just want to say one or two.
God, I have to think about it. Three best, I think.
About swinging?
Yeah.
Is that what you said?
About swinging.
Okay.
The trust and the open communication.
Are two.
And I think,
the sex.
Obviously the sex.
And the sex between each other and the sex with other people.
Yeah.
TTLC.
Because it's different. It's not just because I want to go there and have sex with people.
Right.
And different is good.
And different is good.
Different doesn't mean better.
Do you think this is why people are like, why do people cheat? I'm like, well, a lot of people, it's for variety. Yep. They want different. And that's, I think, true for a lot of people, why they cheat or why they...
I spoke to a lot of men, Emily, that said, if I felt I could share my fantasies with my significant other, whether you're married or not married, I don't think I would have cheated. And my first question is, how come you didn't share your fantasies? Mm-hmm. Well, my significant other would have said...
Yeah,
how do you know
exactly.
He or she would have said? I believe, hold on. Mm-hmm. That goes back to what we talked about at the top, which was it's rooted in your own personal insecurity and your own fear of the unknown. So TTLC, I like to say, trust, talk, listen, and communicate. Living sexy really builds around that. So trust each other enough to know that you can talk to each other, listen to each other, and listening doesn't just mean I hear what you say and I parrot it back. It means I ask, am I understanding you, Emily, that what you're sharing with me is you're not really interested in getting married or having children. So a relationship with you would consist of this, and this.
It'd be really fun. Right.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And then communicate. And what does that mean? That means to share, to fantasize together. That's one of the things I love about the lifestyle that you and I do, living sexy, you and I do. I also really enjoy the people we meet, even if they don't ever share or they're full swap and they just want to have sex with everybody. I love getting to know them and accepting them. And one of the other things I love about it is the people that hate us.
Hate you?
I do.
People, oh my God, people hate you so much.
Because they don't understand it. And I,
you're a threat.
Yes.
And I
really enjoy saying to them, I accept you. You can hate me and I still accept you. I have no problem with you. Those are the three things I love about the lifestyle.
It's just being open. And the people who don't hate you probably need to go to a play party. But what about what are the three worst things, the three biggest challenges about swinging?
You want to go first?
I think my first biggest challenge is that people don't accept it.
Right.
I think that's my biggest challenge. I'm totally okay with it. Everyone's going to have their own opinion. Right. But I think that's the worst. People have like this stigma of it's just bad people and you're having sex with everyone. I think
you're
that's
not a drug. You just want to bang other people. You guys can't really love, you know, all that stuff.
How can you say I love you if you're willing to share your partner?
Right.
Sex, we've said this before. I expect you to respect who you have sex with. You don't have to love who you have sex with.
Right. So sex and love.
Sex is physical, not only emotional. I can make love to Pockets. I can also fuck Pockets.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so, good, I'm sorry.
But you could take the sex out of the love part. Exactly. Right. A lot of people don't get that you can't take emotion.
So many people want anyway, but they can't detach from the jealousy and all that other stuff that you guys have worked on. Yeah.
Detach from. One of the biggest issues I have with the lifestyle are those in the lifestyle that feel they have the right to judge people in the lifestyle, like a hierarchy. There is no hierarchy.
It's like everything. People are always judging within
Living sexy is an attitude. It's not an action. It's an attitude. And there are some hardcore swingers who believe if you don't have sex with everybody, you're not really a swinger.
Right.
You know what I say to them?
Those drive me
nuts. Good for you. Right. I say, you know, we've had haters say, you guys aren't really swingers. You don't fuck
people.
Oh,
my God. You're not really.
Yeah. You know what? Hey, I love you. You know why? Because you're still listening.
Exactly. Exactly. I'm like, what you do is so wrong. Just like, seems like there's infighting, like yoga. Like, it's like Bikram yoga. I remember San Francisco. Everyone's like fighting. I'm like, how are yoga yogis fighting with each other or whatever? It's the same thing. Like, swinging.
Exactly.
Every sect has the people who are going to be haters.
There's no hierarchy.
But it's all about opening your heart and just being like, I'm the same with you. I accept everyone. I'm the least judgmental person on the planet. I've always been that way. Maybe that's just the people who are also more, I don't know,
accepting
lifestyle. And we're all living here in California.
And smiling.
And smiling and happy and having really good sex and working on your sex life. Mm-hmm. Because couples who just are not having sex, or they've decided that, you know, everything's more important than sex. You know, those couples who talk themselves out of sex. They're like, we don't really need it anymore.
Oh, God, you need it.
One of my friends said to me, she goes, we've had enough great sex and we're just busy now. I'm not attracted to him anymore. And it's like, you got to work on it.
But then you're just best friends. You're not.
Yeah.
Like,
they move out.
Sex.
Exactly. People like convince themselves because their sex life is not. So I feel like your sex life is probably never. I mean, is that like, people think I'm always having sex all the time. So I was just going to say to you the same way, like, oh, I'm sure your sex life is never dull.
See, on average, 6-7 times a week.
Yeah.
On average.
That's a lot.
That is a lot. And you know, listen, if Pockets has her period, I still love having sex.
Right.
She wasn't used to that in her first marriage. She enjoys it too. It might be one time or two times a week. You know, this morning, this afternoon, we've had sex twice today.
Oh, my God. Before you came here?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Did I get you all ready for sex with Emily? Oh, I'm so honored. You guys looked really sexy coming in. It was that post-coital glow, I think.
That and holding a little baby.
Yeah.
A friend's baby.
Oh, not your baby.
No.
I would know about that. We're going to go to a party. We're going to hang. I'm going to be on your show too soon. Again, I want to talk about my new.
Yep.
I just launched a new, and I would, when I come
new
on
products.
Your show, I'm going to bring you some, but awesome. I only have one of each. It's called Emily and Tony. Go to emilyandtony.com. I can show them to you here.
We saw them on air. Remember when we put a still of them? Yeah.
It's a lubricant. It's a lotion. Oh, this is open. It's a ball. Okay, so a lot of men. That hygiene is a big issue.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of men use talcum powder, which gets cakey and wrong and messy all over the place. This is a cream that turns to a powder, and it's like a deodorant. Yeah, it's edible. It's made out of tapioca. It's vegan. It's amazing. And we have a lubricant and massage candles, which I'm going to bring you guys all of them.
Oh,
it's so sexy. They're like luxurious massage oil that you can drip all over your body.
We'll have to tweet that out. We'll have to put that on our site for you and tweet that out.
I know. EmilyandTony.com. So I want everyone to check that out. And then tell me, okay, they can find your Swing on iTunes.
Yeah.
And Podcast One. Yeah. And Holly and Michael, Holly with an I, .wordpress.com.
At SwingTime69 on Twitter.
Right. Okay. I feel like you guys are like, anything else, any other sex tips, like top sex tip that you can give? I feel like you guys have such a vast knowledge that we need to learn from. And I'm always giving the sex tips. And I don't want to let you leave without giving like your favorite, both of you.
My favorite tip is have sex. Like, a lot of people forget to have sex. Like, they breathe and they eat and they go to the bathroom and they do all these
bills.
They pay their bills, but they don't have sex.
I think they shut down.
Right. I think that's my number one tip, is have sex.
Right. Find just time to have sex. Schedule it if you have to.
You have to schedule it. People get so mad. I'm not scheduling sex. It's not sexy. I'm like, how sexy is it not having sex?
Right.
Right.
That doesn't sound very sexy to me.
Somebody said, well, you know, I'm worried about how I look. I said, listen, when you're on top of your man, we are not looking and judging you. All we're thinking of, I'm hard and I'm going to come soon.
Exactly.
That's all we're thinking about.
Right, exactly.
So you're right. Have sex. Schedule the sex just like you would schedule a meeting, and don't let anything come in between. And one of the things, and this is what builds up to sex, I have what in pockets I call it the 12-minute rule. Every day, take 12 minutes with your partner and don't talk about your relationship. Don't talk about work. Don't talk about problems. Talk about something fun. Talk about nothing. Talk about a song.
Do you guys do that every day?
Yeah.
I love you guys.
Yeah. And it's just to
be. Is it on your clock? Is it Like, no. How do you remember? You're like, honey, we haven't had our 12 minutes today. Yeah. Or how do you-
yeah, and we spent a lot of time together.
I know you guys worked. You guys have a host a right. show together. Uh-huh. Yes. You work. You live. Okay.
Yeah, we do the reality show together. We host a show together. And when we have a radio show together. And no matter what it is, it's we always spend time. Because we'll be in the car. We're talking that show stuff. You know how that goes. Or we're going
right,
here. We're going
right.
to be in Jamaica for an experience for new couples that want to see what the lifestyle is.
Oh, my God.
Are
you guys leading it and teaching it?
We're one of them. It'll be us. It'll be Jessica O'Reilly and a few other people.
Fun.
Mm-hmm. Right. And it's in hedonism. So you have the ability if you want, and you don't have to if you don't want. All inclusive. So that's really great in October. We'll be in
people
D.C.
People can sign up and go with you?
Yeah. Adult Vacation Parties. Is it AVP,
oh,
I think?
God, don't ask me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Look at our website.
Okay, look at our website.
You know.
Okay.
And so my tip is, if you remember to do that, then, like Pocket said, you won't have problems scheduling the sex. Bedtime, people think, oh, we only have sex at night. I don't give a crap.
Right.
Have sex. I don't care when it is. Have sex.
Date each other.
Yeah, don't forget
exactly
to date each other.
Exactly, date. Have date. Mm-hmm. Plan things and make a special. You have to still make the effort. And
right.
you still, there's a couple, a woman who just, I always say you should have sex every day for 30 days. I always call it the 30-day sex challenge.
Right.
But then there was a woman who just said, did you read this? It's a woman who had sex, I saw it in Huffington Post, every single day. For a year with her husband.
Oh my God.
They did not
awesome.
Miss a day.
Even
and
quickies.
She talked about her insecurities about right. her body and how he had been saying, I haven't seen your body in years. And she just, she got out of it. Like, so, because that is a huge issue for women, mm-hmm. why they can't orgasm, why they don't have sex, a lot of women and men. And she said she really talked through how she, at first it was awkward, and then she just learned to like love her body through this process. So I think that's
one of the things
have sex
too,
every day
stop,
for a year.
You guys talked about this earlier. One of the things that does stop men from performing early is scent. Mm-hmm. And the man has to be brave enough to say to the woman, honey, because there should be no scent down there. You both
right.
know that.
No, right.
yeah.
If there is, there could be just, it could be chemical,
right.
biological. Go see the doctor. Get it taken care of. So it's not, and I know a lot of women that are insecure about their scent, and
yes.
that's why they don't want their man going down there. I know a lot of men that are afraid to. Because, so you ask for a sex tip. A, communicate with your partner sexually, non-verbally, and verbally. It's just, it's so important,
right.
and that leads to better sex.
Absolutely. Communication is
lubrication. Flirt with each other.
Flirting.
I love,
I love flirting.
Mm-hmm. Flirt and communication.
That's why I get in trouble too with my committed relationships because I am kind of a flirt and I just never.
Oh, we flirt at the gym, which is hilarious.
Oh,
people don't know that we're together and we'll be like, call me. And we'll like make
that's
faces
so
at each
funny.
Other. And yeah. this old lady came up to me one time and she's like, is this man bothering you? Do you want me to have him excused? And I'm like, no.
See, that is so. I always tell couples, I'm like, play dress up, go to a bar, pretend you
exactly.
don't know each other. Like, oh yeah, we're really going to do that. But role playing is.
Mm-hmm.
It's hot.
5 weeks ago, she started, never in our relationship, all of a sudden, 5 weeks ago in bed, she starts role-playing with
What'd
me.
What'd you do? What'd you do?
I was a virgin.
Oh, I yeah. love it.
I've never done this before. What do I do? Oh, my God. This is weird. What is it? What do I do with it?
And yeah. Oh, it was hot.
Last
was
night,
oh, my God. See, that's hot that you just broke out into the virgin role. See, in life, you just never know what's going to happen with your partner. Your sex life is not odor. Okay. Your sex life is not... It is not. It shouldn't be a stagnant. Your
right.
your sex life should be a growing, living being that you're
yes.
constantly expanding and, yep. and doing new things. Like you guys are a role model to people.
Thank
I think
you.
I'm going to say that you might not want to be a swinger, whatever you want. But how's your sex life? I'm just asking you that. How good
exactly.
is your sex life? And you can learn a lot from these people.
You don't have to be a swinger.
No, you don't have to be a swinger. Just have good sex. I don't care what the hell you do. Just have sex, okay? And talk to your partner about it. Thank you, Holly and Michael.
Thank you.
I love having
Thank
you here.
You. We can't wait to have you back in the studio.
Oh, I'm going to do it for sure. I can't wait. Okay, everyone.
You gotta bring Anderson.
Anderson, will you come talk about your sex life?
Oh, the wife would love that.
Honey, it's good. It'll spice it up. Okay, thanks everyone for listening to Sex with Emily. Find me on Facebook and Twitter, Sex with Emily, and Instagram, Sex with Emily. And you guys are hot. You guys are swing.
At Swing Time 69.
At Swing Time 69. And thanks so much for listening to Sex with Emily. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. I need to tell you about one of the great companies that's keeping our show free for our listeners, Max for Men. That's Max, the number 4, Men. It's a product line all about maximizing male pleasure, performance, and attraction. So basically everything men want, but can't figure out how to get. Think bold, erotic, and masculine, a combination most women would die for. The Max Attract pheromone clone mixes with each man's natural pH balance and pheromone output to develop a man's natural sexual scent. The clone is infused with pheromones, which helps men attract women with a simple whiff. If you want to get the Max Attract pheromone clone or any of their other amazing products at maxformen.com, that's the number 4, and use coupon code EMILY25 for 25% off anything at Max for Men. That's coupon code EMILY25 for 25% off anything at Max for Men. Or you can visit sexwithemily.com and get all the info you need there for better sex. Thanks for listening.